Voters around the country continue to tell pollsters that climate change is a pivotal issue for them in this campaign. Data out this week from the Lowy Institute highlights this, with almost two-thirds of voters ranking it as a critical threat. But what about in Queensland? How far north does this sentiment spread? Rachel Mealy reports from the seat of Wright, which runs into a belt to the south and west of Brisbane.
Beaudesert is a rural town that's 90 kilometres south of Brisbane. The main street shows hallmarks of the grand old days, when the town was the centre of a thriving dairy and cattle region. But now it's a bit rough around the edges, and a few of the shops have for lease signs in the windows. The local newsagent has been in town for 23 years.
What are people telling you about this federal election when they come in and get their newspaper?
Oh, well, I probably can't repeat what they're telling me exactly, but they're all absolutely sick and tired of politicians. Either party, especially the two major parties, they've just had a gutful.
Other voters on the main street didn't want to engage about the election at all.
Are you going to vote in this election?
No.
Why not?
My voice don't matter anyway. I'd rather cop a fine every year. That's how I feel.
I got no interest in voting at all.
And what about the issue of climate change? Do you know much about it? What the parties are going to do?
No, have no idea.
But for others, climate change was in amongst all the other issues that will affect how they vote this time around.
Obviously, that's something that I think myself and a lot of other younger people are concerned about, is climate change and impacts on the Great Barrier Reef and promoting renewable energy.
What matters here in Beaudesert?
Oh, obviously the environment, the jobs, what's happening with boosting tourism and the infrastructure around the area. It's just building this area. A lot of the shops here are dying, and it's such a lovely place. We need to generate it. We need to regenerate and regrow.
Wright is a safe LNP seat, held by sitting member Scott Buchholz on a margin of 9.6%. Professor Anne Tiernan is a political scientist from Griffith University. She's not surprised by the diverse range of views in Beaudesert. She says climate change is one issue where location isn't a guide.
Certainly, I don't know that there's a whole lot of argument in many communities that the climate is changing. And our natural disasters, I think, have given people lived experience of some of those things.
She says opinion polls continue to reveal climate change is a number one priority for many voters, and it's not because they think that's what they should say.
But I do think they can see that, you know, 100% of New South Wales being in drought, extraordinary floods in northwest Queensland, you know, taking out all the fences and whatever. Actually, I do think people are conscious of that. Australians are huge recyclers. That's telling you something. You know, when we had water restrictions, they changed their behaviour. So I do think there's a sensitivity. I think people don't like that then being politicised and being endlessly politicised.
The Labor Party's climate change policy shoots for a reduction in overall emissions in Australia by 45% by 2030. The Coalition's target is 26% over the same period. Professor Tiernan says the issue has become individualised for voters across the country, and voters in Queensland won't be any different.
There are 4.5 million people live here now, 2.5 million of which didn't live here in the 80s. We are seeing very similar issues in WA. We're seeing, you know, the different economic performance in large parts of New South Wales as well. These are how people vote, on who they think has got a plan for the future, on how they think that's going to affect them. But not just them, they think about that intergenerationally as well.
And that's Professor Anne Tiernan from Griffith University, ending Rachel Mealy's report.